Coming up is the final Tri-City Tips Net for 2020, dated December the 30th. Good evening. Here is. I'm up to a great start. Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. And I have one item to throw out as sort of a question or discussion.
Here is Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim in Groton. No questions yet.
Things that I need to say because the net won't last long enough. But as far as the oscilloscope goes, that rating, whether it's 30 megahertz or 100 megahertz, is just defining the useful bandwidth of that probe. So as long as it has the right connectors, and you are able to calibrate it, make a little adjustment, which mostly just changes the wave shape, gets it to, you know, so when you're calibrating with a square wave, you get a square wave. There shouldn't be any problem. They're not anything that magical. I have used oscilloscopes, as we call them, especially audio level ones, you know, up to 20, 30 megahertz. I've used them with, banana jacks and a couple of, clip leads. So I don't anticipate any difficulty there. That's about all I'll spew at the moment. K1DCG, back to net.
Hi, thanks, Dave. Yeah, that sounds pretty much what I'm thinking. That makes perfect sense. Bob, W1RPQ, any comments on the oscilloscope situation or anything you might need to say?
RPQ. I'm going to second Dave's position. In our shops at work, we have several different types of scopes, old ones and new ones, and the newer probes work on all the scopes, so you shouldn't have any problem. It's all about, like Dave said, calibrating the square wave or the sine wave, and it should work just fine. The only reason the old ones are expensive is if somebody's trying to put together a classic unit with all original parts, that's why they want to charge you what they do. But all the new stuff should be just fine as long as it's the correct BNC type connection or whatever the connection is on the front of the scope. And that's all I've got for this round. Let me send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
Do that, myself too, if I had the time and resources, but get equipment together with all the original stuff. But then there's also reality of getting something that works so that you can play around with it. We're going to skip you, Kevin, yet for now, and we're going down to Kevin 6, KA6, PDG. We'll get to your other comment after this round, but any comments on the oscilloscope situation or something that you've just got to get out right now?
Of course, I forgot to turn the mic back up. Slap me with a wet noodle. I have nothing at this point, and I'll wait till my turn, and that'll be that. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Kevin. N1SBX, Chuck, good to hear from you out there. And any comments on the oscilloscope leads or anything to do with that or anything else you need to say right away?
Other than about the oscilloscope stuff, obviously everyone else is right, but the slightly more technical answer is that the probes that are rated for higher megahertz have less capacitance in the wiring. What happens is, and you can find this stuff on YouTube about oscilloscope probes, but because they're wired, they have a small resistance. Because they have capacitance, that creates an RC filter. And if you have more capacitance, you have a lower high end to the low pass function of the filter than if you have a less capacitance. So that's the technical answer. It's basically about how much capacitance they have. And yeah, the only other thing I would suggest is make sure you get a probe that, as you said, is adjustable, is a 1X or 10X. You'll find that you don't use the 10X very often, but when you need it, you need it. So that's really all I've got on the probe thing. N1SPX, back to net. Hi, Chuck. Very good. NK1V here with the Tri-City chipset. Tim, KC1, TWR, any comments on the oscilloscope leads?
I don't deal with oscilloscopes at all, hardly at all, so I have no comment to make on that other than I defer to all those people who do know and have been commenting. Very good job. And Kevin, my first thought when you said you had a problem with the oscilloscope and it needs to be fixed was that you were in a catch-22 situation, that in order to fix your oscilloscope, you needed to fix it in order to, because you needed to use it to fix the oscilloscope, but you couldn't fix the oscilloscope because you didn't have it working yet. So a catch-22 scenario. With that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
Thank you. Jerry, K1JMN, any comments on that or anything you want to throw in?
Just figured that he can use it in good health and hope it works for him. I hope he's able to get it to work. I'm just happy to get it out of my workspace. Back to net, K1JMN.
Even if he's like me and only kind of know how to use them, they're just kind of cool to have around, and especially if you got people that know even less about it and they don't know that you don't know that much and you can turn it on and make it do stuff. Let me do, this is NK1V with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Anybody else lingering around waiting to join, please come with your call sign right now.
Thanks, Steve. Good evening to the net. Well, fearing that we might be low on topics to talk about tonight, and Kevin, glad you brought that oscilloscope question forth. That's a good one. I thought, and given that it's the last net of the year, maybe we want to look back on the previous year and see if we can find anything good about it from the ham radio perspective. So I thought I would throw out for consideration, digestion, regurgitation, whatever. What happened to you? Can you think of one thing that happened to you ham radio-wise in 2020 that was really noteworthy? Maybe something positive and good. Maybe something that was particularly challenging or difficult. Maybe something that you learned from, or something that was really, really fun. Or maybe a piece of equipment you got, or a tower. Well, I know who put up a tower this year. We won't go there. But anyway, something comment-worthy that maybe you learned something from or had a real good time with ham radio-wise during 2020. And just as an example, I probably would name the North American Kilowatt Club first annual field day, which I thought was a lot of fun and beautiful, and I discovered a new woodpecker. No, not the kind on ham radio, the kind in the trees. But others may have some. I had a couple other neat things that happened, but that's probably going to be number one on my list, was field day up in New Hampshire in the White Mountains. KA6PDG, back to net. Just a thought if people want to bat it around.
Actually, very good. earlier in the week as a, I was thinking for a general discussion, you know, being the end of the year, any ham-related technical or, related. I mean, we've all learned a lot this year. It's been a different year for everybody, but, kind of keeping the ham radio, that, focusing on that for a little sanity. Yes, you're right, the tower situation, that would explain. Probably, I actually didn't even think of that. I got a couple notes on things that I've figured out over the year, and I didn't even think about the tower that I had to put up twice. But the first time, it was government-sponsored with my staycation, and the second time, Mother Nature helped me take it down, and then we got it back up. And so I learned actually a lot on that, with not having lots of help from talking to people and asking stuff, but actually getting physical help was a bit of an issue this year, putting a group together, which normally I would have. And then, I learned a couple others. One thing I haven't been able to grasp yet, which I'm working on, is my CW, but I have gotten a lot of encouragement on that. And I did pick up a couple other things like Winlink and what was the other one there? I was just doing and the slow scan television and stuff that I just kind of started picking up at the end of the year, and there wasn't that much going on. So, yeah, good topic, and I will bring it up to, I'm going to get back to Kevin Exter on a rebuttal, but let's go right to the top to K1DCT. Dave, anything interesting ham radio happen to you this year that you want to throw out there?
All right, this is K1DCT. Good evening again. Let's see, ham radio-wise this year. Well, I think as far as I'm concerned, ham radio has been something for us to, hold this, the glue that holds this show together. Because I think without it, would have been a pretty lonely year. So at least this way we can reach out and chat with others, even if we're not face-to-face. Somebody mentioned Winlink. Yeah, I learned how to use the basics of Winlink and get it out on the VERA program out on HF, so gained a little knowledge there. What else? Built a couple of little fox hunting things and been having fun hunting down the foxes. So, of the radio type. And, I don't know, I think it's, it's pitiful of a year that it has been overall as to what I would have liked to have done. I guess we've made it through best we can. And, hoping we get out the other side. Although, it has been 2020, you never know what's going to happen next. K1DCT, back to net.
Yes, Dave, exactly. That is true. We don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm often amused at those who think that when the calendar flips the page, that everything's going to be better. But it won't. But we've learned a lot. And yes, you're right. I think amateur radio has actually boomed in the situation because it's things that we were doing anyways. And I should put up an article. I don't know who I shared with on the United Kingdom and stuff. They were doing some stuff, did a couple articles on the BBC, I guess, on how it's brought in a lot of young people, and a lot of people have gotten into ham radio just because there's really not much else to do, but you can meet lots of people, not actually meet them, but talk to them. And fox hunts are cool. I have not been able to get on a fox hunt yet this year, but I hear a lot more of them going on, and a lot of people making the foxes and dealing with that, and that just is a big part of the whole piece. That's a lot of fun, and you can have that fun social distancing, although you don't get the chili and the cookies, but it is what it is. Bob, W1RPQ, any comments on anything that interesting that happened over the year in ham radio?
Now, this is W1RPQ. I have to say, kind of like what Dave said, the fact that we've had all the nets that we have, the ability to chat during the day, breakfast net and the wellness net and the evening nets, it's really brought, I think, a lot of people together. Really happy that we were able to do some exams. get some people their licenses this year. That was a challenge to figure out how to do it safely, and we've been very successful there, and that's exciting. We've got a lot of new folks that have taken their exams this year and gotten active in the club and done a different events. Some went up to Field Day in New Hampshire and have done a lot of other things. So I think it's been a pretty good year. Field Day was exciting. Let me reset. Yeah, Field Day was a lot of fun. It was socially distanced from everyone else, but as far as the ARRL is concerned, a tremendous amount of folks participating this year. So with all the other things going on, I think ham radio has been a very good thing, and I think it's helped an awful lot of us. That's what I have for this round. Let me send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
KU1V here, Steve. Kevin, KC1MVX. First, do you have any thing to reply on anybody's comments? It seemed to actually pick up some good information on that. I'm glad you brought that up. That was helpful. And do you have anything through this year that you've picked up related to ham radio or amateur radio or whatever? Go ahead, Kevin.
KC1MVX here. Well, first, thank you, everyone, for your responses. Pretty general consensus there. Concurs with the research I've done so far, and I expected that, but when you have a resource like the TIPSnet, why not use it? And I appreciate, Chuck, your more in-depth explanation there, because that I did not actually know of why that was the case. I just knew that it was the case. Oh boy. Well, I guess the positive thing that happened in ham radio this year for me was ham radio. I got licensed in the spring. I got my tech license. I got a radio and a little mag mount antenna. Made my first simplex contact with my buddy, and then after that, my first contact that wasn't just with my buddy testing my equipment, I believe, was when I just called the Groton repeater, and I think it was Tim, KC1TWR, who responded. I think he was walking along the shore or something with his wife or dog and was on his handheld. He was walking in a park. I don't remember what it was. I just remember he responded, and I didn't expect anybody to respond because I didn't quite understand how repeaters worked at the time, so that was pretty neat. Let me reset. And then from there, I went on to shortly after get my general. I wasn't quite able to get extra. Way more knowledge needed than I thought. Well, anyways. And then I went from that to making my first HF, you know, my first 20-meter contact. Then I went on to try out being a net control, and I ran net control for the horizontal engineers for a while. Did Field Day up in New Hampshire, and that was amazing. I mean, made a ton of contacts there. Joined the North American Kilowatt Club. Came back, learned to handle and pass and receive message traffic. Joined Raycon, joined Tri-City. Got involved in Aries and the Red Cross. Learned to do DMR, made a bunch of more HF contacts, checked into HF nets. I mean, it's been a whole thing, just all new experiences, and it's all been great. The Raycon picnic, that was amazing. And last thing was having my son check in on the Christmas Eve net and talk to Santa. Was it made his day, which made my day, made my whole year. So, yeah, that's all. Just those couple little things. KC1MVX back to net.
actually all, it's good. That's actually quite a productive year as far as ham radio goes. That's like from 0 to 60 in 365 days. Nice. And it was good. I'm glad you got on with the Christmas thing and with your son and stuff like that. Anytime we can try to get my grandkids and, encourage them to get involved and stuff whenever I can without, boring them, get them actually interested. And so it's something exciting like that. It's always good. Puts a good plant seed. Let me see. I'm going to skip Kevin 6 and catch you on the end of the round. And Chuck, N1SPX, anything you want to throw out about amateur radio that happened this year for you? I know you must have a thing or two.
Well, first, I'd like to say that, yes, I also was in New Hampshire for Field Day. It was an experience piloting my first multi-operator Field Day, that's for sure. So learned a lot about piloting there. And then I think the highlight of the year has been making 20,000 Parks on the Air QSOs for the North American Kilowatt Club. I never figured at the beginning of the year that was that number would be plausible, I guess. I really hadn't given it much thought. But as it turns out, at the close of the year, it's about 20,000 QSOs. Also, during that, with me as the operator, the North American Kilowatt Club placed first in its category in the South Carolina QSO party and second in its category in the Iowa QSO party this year. So, coming up pretty high on that. That's nice. I really wasn't expecting. I wasn't surprised to win South Carolina. I really did make an effort, but coming in second place in Iowa really surprised me because of the way they do their scoring and the way Parks on. I do all voice when I do Parks on the Air. So that was a pleasant surprise. Two of those. We placed third in our category in the school club roundup with KA6PDG as the operator in the spring. Haven't seen a couple more. We're waiting for a couple more results, but I think the North American Kilowatt Club has made a mark on a few facets of amateur radio, which I'm glad to be a part of. And with that, N1SPX, that's an it.
All right, Chuck, yeah, very nice. Yeah, I'll say myself, in regard to, well, those are all great accomplishments, especially with North American Kilowatt Club, but the Parks on the Air itself, which I am can comment on, you've been a big part of that, and it's very much appreciated, being the amount that you're out there, and, your inspiration to a lot of people that are just getting into it, and those who are out there every day, every afternoon, or at least, hunting every afternoon and stuff like that, because I know how trendy call signs are. When there's a call sign constantly out there, people get hungry for it, which is part of what the whole thing's about, and you've done obviously a supreme job with that, and it's very much appreciated. KC1, TWR, Tim, anything with you for amateur radio for the year? Go ahead, Tim.
Well, thank you, Steve. Kudos to the Kilowatt Club. Excellent job. And a couple of things come to mind. One of them is the fact that just recently did the receiving the TV pictures from the International Space Station. I actually got a few of them. Not terribly clear. And little bits and bytes missing here and there, but readable. So that was fun. That was good. I've been meaning to do that for a couple of years now, and finally bit the bullet and found out it was a lot easier than I thought. So that's always a good thing. And I think, like Bob, I'm tickled pink with the fact that we had, the club was able to have a couple of test sessions that we had people come in and get into the hobby. And we have, I would say the majority of them have continued to be in contact, even whether they're in the club or not. They've still been in contact in one form or another and been learning. And I'm really pleased with the fact that, some of the new ones have, they kind of latch on to one person when they first get their license, and we've been able to help them to, expand that to go to different people within the hobby 1TWR.
NK1V here. Yes, Tim. The SSTV from the International Space Station. I've tried that in the past earlier on and struggled with it, but as with the help of advancements that other hams have done, I did nothing except kept on plugging along. It became much easier to do, and it was pretty cool. I got a whole bunch of them the other day, and I think I mentioned one of the nets. I had just left the set going and the software open, and I ended up with four or five of them. I didn't realize they were doing so many. So that's cool. Yeah, it's all good stuff. K1, JMN, Jerry, you got anything going on this year that happened that you find willing to report? Go ahead, Jerry.
NK1V, K1 JMN, good evening, Steve, and everyone else there. Yeah, I guess my great accomplishment is that I've overcome some of my stigma about doing public speaking, and so I think I've opened up a little bit more, and I think doing the Eastern Connecticut Traffic Net, that helped, and the Wellness Net, that also helped, so I'm doing much better in public speaking, I guess, and thinking on my feet. It's a little better, a little more free, so I put that in the win column, and I'm enjoying the people I meet on the air, and sometimes I get to meet them personally, and that's also fun. This is a good hobby. It's a good way to socialize and a good way to meet people. And so with that, I'm going to send it back to Ned, K1 JMN.
Sure, yeah, actually, I've heard you a couple of times on the Wellness Net and stuff, and you do a great job, and I've caught you on the WZ embed by the time the Traffic Net comes on. But yeah, it's tough. I don't even, like, this makes me nervous doing this, this net and stuff, and it brings up a funny concept that when I go, I still struggle, either driving in the car or at home, to just call out on a repeater or something like that, or even answer when someone else calls out, but after I do parts on the air activation, I'm on for a half hour or whatever, an hour or time, and I'm CQing all that and talking to all kinds of people and doing the logs. On the ride home, I'm just opened up and I'm a chatterbox, man. If the green light comes on, man, I'll push the mic and start talking. It's just, I guess you just got to get warmed up sometimes. So I'm going to do another call up in a second, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to Kevin 6. He started this row of conversations. Do you have is anything further or any comments on what anybody else said? So we're going to run up to KA6 PDG. Kevin.
Yeah, Steve, I thought it was nice and fun listening to everybody's remarks. Really cool. The two, I think, that got me were Jerry's comment about becoming more comfortable speaking in front of people. And I think that does happen with hams. And yeah, Jerry, it shows. I've particularly noticed it the last month or two. You've gotten more comfortable. And that's good because you operate better. We do things better when we're comfortable doing them. And the VE test thing that Bob brought up, that took a lot of people across the country, VEs and VECs and the league. And I kind of have to tip my hat to the FCC. I know they have a reputation for being a bit slothful sometimes when we want them to make haste. But I think they really expedited the program and a lot of people working together. It's what makes it happen. And my hope for the future is that amateur radio will continue to be even more innovative in the future. We have to think on our feet, as Jerry said, not think with our feet. KA6PDG, back to net.
Smaller one, which was kind of an outdoor event in Andover, and operation, keeping the process going best as possible. You know, and there's so many non-essential situations that have just, you know, fallen apart because of what's going on and stuff, and it's nice to know that the amateur radio is still going strong and that there's we have a lot of support, and we give a lot of support. So this is November Kilo 1 Victor with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, and I'm going to do another call-up. Is there anybody wanting to check in? Go ahead and come with your call sign now, please.
DCT, and I'm glad Bob brought up the VE sessions. Yes, I participated in several of them, and it's always good to see somebody get a new license or upgrade, and, you know, it's nice to, not that we shook any hands this time, you know, normally that's, you know, a sign of congratulations, but certainly a lot of thumbs up, and it was good to get out there and get them processed, and so I was happy to help with that, and I'm sure there's more to come, so I'll be looking forward to that, and whatever else we can do in the Red Cross. That was one of my intentions this year, was to get much more involved in the Red Cross scene, but of course, you know, we all know what happened. So, maybe next year. Back to that, K1DCT.
All right, Dave, very nice. Can't say enough about everybody volunteering their time in the midst of all this and taking limited risk for the VE stuff that's so important. W1RRPQ, Bob, do you have anything further?
This is W1RPQ. I want to thank Dave. I think you and I have been at every VE session in the area this past year, and it's been a lot of fun. Other than that, I just want to wish everybody a happy and prosperous new year. By any stretch of the imagination, 2021's got to be better than 2020. So be safe out there and stay on the airwaves. W1RPQ, back to Nat.
KC1MVX, Kevin, do you have anything further? And just looking back over my notes on you, it's a good year you had for as far as amateur radio goes and everything else, I suppose, too. It's been doing good. Anything further, Kevin?
KC1MVX, I did do a lot this year, but mostly because everything was the first time. I wanted to do a lot more. I wanted to be a VE. I wanted to, do stuff like parks on the air and more stuff like that, where I was actually contributing to clubs and things like that, and time or whatever, you name it, got away from me. And you just realized how I wanted to learn CW. I mean, how many different aspects there are to radio, and how little time there is in the day. And my hope for this upcoming year is that I don't lose the passion, and I just keep going forward, and then maybe one day I can help new amateurs. That's all. KC1MVX, back to that.
I struggle myself trying to overdo sometimes and realizing that it is a hobby, and there's a regular life going on that you got to take care of everything, but it's especially in these times, this has been a place to get some peace. You know, if it's a stable situation and the same, you know, get a hold of good friends and chat about good things and
the air. Kevin 6K, 6PDG. Any further comments?
Just real quick, it occurs to me to just express a lot of thanks to a lot of hams. I think hams have been good about being supportive of one another in the face of the COVID problem. And I can't tell you how many times people have called me up, either on the air or on the phone. Other hams have called me up and said, do you need any groceries? Do you need a ride somewhere? Are you okay? Obviously, I don't drive. And then helping me with my antennas. Funny I should mention that, because I think this antenna I'm on is having a problem tonight. But I'll go out in the morning and see if I can discern anything. But just people helping each other. The other comment is, don't forget, folks, there's a number of things that happen in ham radio traditionally on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And surf around on the internet. I know there's a straight key night, and I think Spark Gap does something. I think there might be a Hell's, what's it called, Chuck? Hell's Canyon? I can never pronounce that. RTTY night, where the RTTY's guys get on the air and see if they can run the other guy's roll of paper up his machine. All sorts of fun things for New Year's in ham radio. KA6PDG, back to net.
And yeah, there's a couple of them I've been looking at. There's all kinds of stuff going on, which is nice. N1 SPX, Chuck. Any further comments down the road?
Thanks, Steve. Not too much. First off, the mode Kevin refers to is Feld Hell, F-E-L-D Hell, or also known as Hellschreiber. It's a invention of a German. Hellschreiber is writing by Hell. The guy's name was Hell, I believe, is how it works out. Anyhow, not a lot to add, but I do want to say that over the last few days, I have received appreciation from a number of hams, some today included, and some from other days recently, and I want to thank those for thanking me, and it's good to see that some things are getting done in the world in a good way this year. And other than that, not a lot of things going on. N1 SPX, back to net.
All right, Chuck, very nice. KC1, TWR, Tim, any further comments?
First of all, Steve, thank you for running the net this evening. I know you only do it every so often, but I really appreciate it. And you, every time you do a little bit better, a little bit better. So, fantastic job. I'm very glad that we have so many people checking in, and that TipsNet does seem to be resolving some people's questions and coming up with answers and so forth. And it's a good resource, and I'm sure there are other people out there who just listen rather than checking in, and that's perfectly fine. You never know what you might learn by listening in. Looking forward to the next year. Number one, I got tired of writing 2020, et cetera, especially on February 20th, because that was 2202020. But 2021 hopefully will be better, even though it's going to be an odd numbered year. And hopefully it'll get better. So we'll be on the downward slope of all this COVID-19 incident. Other than that, I have some private goals that I've set for this coming January, and one of them is to get on to do the winter field day. So I think that would be fun, whether I do it from the home or whether I try and venture out down to Eastern Point Beach, where I have that entire water body that I can play with, or something of that nature. It depends on the weather. And with that, back to net control, KC1 TWR.
Yes, thank you, Tim. A couple of valid points there. One, I learn very little when I'm and so sometimes just listening is the better method. And yeah, the winter field day, that's something I'm kind of, I got to look up and do some information, because I, if the weather's good, I'm not going to kill, you know, beat myself up too bad in horrible weather, I think. But if we get a decent day, I am going to venture out one way or another, hopefully, and obviously get to a park. Jerry, K1, JMN, do you have anything further?
K1V, K1JMN. No, I have no real further comments for the net, so I'm just going to pass it back to net control. K1JMN.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. And this is November Kilo 1 Victor with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club net. I'm going to do one last call for call-ups for first part of the net. And I will remind anybody who's listening that you have to wait to next year if you don't call in this time. So any calls for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net, please call now with your call sign. Second section is for announcements and items of interest. Is there anybody has any announcements, especially some of the stuff that Kevin mentioned? Do you have any facts on any of that, or any other things of interest, especially things to do with the changing of the year? Please call now.
K6PDG was the one I didn't mention. That's cool. Yeah, it's a quick one. Just a reminder, if you don't know already, January 1st every year is the Big Bears of Manchester Fox Hunt. And I say big. People come from all over Connecticut and Massachusetts and so forth. It's a lot of fun. Go on the Bears of Manchester Club website or talk to NA1CN. He can tell you some stories. He's going up there with Stan, KT1SS. It starts at 1 o'clock on New Year's Day. And I'm not sure where the starting point is, but it's somewhere up there in the Manchester area. So, big New Year's Day fox hunt. Those who are so inclined, go find them. KA6PDG, back to net.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to everyone who's been patient with me throughout the year and has helped me along with my hobby. It's been a tremendous help. The learning curve is kind of steep for me, and I had to struggle through it, had to work through it. I just want to say thanks to everyone who actually helped me. Tim, Kevin, Dave, you all know who you are, and I'm sorry if I forget anyone, but thank you all, and I hope you all have a very happy and prosperous new year. K1JMN, back to net.
Hi, Jerry. Well, you're doing fine. You're doing excellent, actually, and your level of participation is above average, you know, above most, and it's very much appreciated. I hear you're out there doing the right thing quite often, and that's good. Keep it going. Any last comments on announcements or anything before I switch to the last section? Section of the net is for anybody who has anything they want to swap, sell, or they might be looking forward as amateur radio related. Please come with your call sign now. All right. That's nothing. Good. I'm actually surprised we made it through this net. And I don't know, Kevin, we food was never mentioned, so I guess the end of the year is okay. So this will be the last call. If there's anybody who wants to check in last minute, come at your call sign now. All right. Thanks to all who participated in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting, well, I'm not sure if this is accurate, has their meeting on the second Tuesday of every month at the American Red Cross office in Montville, Connecticut. I'm not sure if that's happening, but we do have meetings, I'm thinking, on Zoom, but if anybody needs to know, you can go on www.tricityarc.com and get more information. We'd like to thank John, W1AN, for the use of the W1DX repeater, which gets a tremendous amount of use lately, and an excellent repeater. I'll just throw that in. Very much appreciated. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, and I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, if I don't, and hopefully everything will continue to improve for everyone, whatever it takes. And this is November Kilo 1 Victor, and have a good evening all. 7-3.